From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm El Cowley. Salt Lake County has another confirmed measles case. The virus was traced to a childcare facility inside West Jordan's Bingham High School. The infected person attended daycare from December 1st to the 5th. The Salt Lake County Health Department says the person is unvaccinated. The department says they've also informed who might have come into contact with the measles virus. And it recommends calling your healthcare provider for instructions if symptoms start to appear. This is the third recorded measles case in Salt Lake County, but the number has grown to 115 statewide. The Utah legislature is expected to repeal its ban on public sector unions' collective bargaining. The vote is scheduled to happen during tomorrow's special session. KUER's Martha Harris has more.
Utah lawmakers passed the bill earlier this year, despite strong pushback from the state's unions. In response, the unions pursued a referendum to let voters decide whether to repeal the law. The unions gathered more than double the amount of signatures they needed to get the issue on the ballot. After meeting with the unions for months, top Republican lawmakers have now agreed to repeal the law rather than let the fight continue to next year's election. House Speaker Mike Schultz and Senate President Stuart Adams said this issue has, quote, created unnecessary division, which was never the intent. They said repealing this law will let them start fresh with discussions about labor policy. The coalition of unions celebrated the decision and thanked lawmakers for, quote, listening to the people. Martha Harris, KUER News.
The Colorado River Authority of Utah has approved 10 new water conservation projects. It's the second year of its demand management pilot program. The program pays farmers to leave fields unplanted and unirrigated so they can send the water they would have used to Lake Powell. The state will spend nearly $900,000 in northeast and southeast Utah. It estimates a savings of more than 800 million gallons of water next year. But the actual numbers can fluctuate. Authority Director Amy Haas says one project this year only saved about a quarter of the water it had planned, but that was because of drought.
So again, these numbers for 2026 are based on full hydrology, but you know, Mother Nature decides. So that's an illustration of the fact that we are susceptible and our program is susceptible to hydrologic shortage.
Utah hopes the effort can help with the tense negotiations over how it and six other states will share the shrinking Colorado River. The states have to outline a new agreement on that in February. Utah House District 41 has a new representative. Democrat John Arthur is being sworn in today. He replaces Galen Bennion. Last month, she was elected to be the new mayor of Cottonwood Heights. Arthur was named Utah Teacher of the Year in 2021 and has served on education-related boards. He says his priorities in the House are affordability, safe neighborhoods, and defending the constitutional rights of Utahns. House District 41 covers Cottonwood Heights, Alta, and Brighton in Salt Lake County. Salt Lake City opened its first regional park in decades this weekend. More than just a park, the space is an important milestone for a growing Utah. KUER's Ethan Roshkolb has more.
The great outdoors is one of Utah's most defining features, but the small outdoors matter too. Tyler Murdoch is deputy director of the Salt Lake City Public Lands Department.
By 2040, we predict through our planning right now that we need a minimum of 90 to 100 acres of additional parkland to maintain the same level of service with our growth.
One of the ways Salt Lake City is growing its park space is with the Glendale Regional Park. It's built on the former site of an abandoned water park. Turner Bitten is the chair of the Glendale Neighborhood Council.
Glendale is very fortunate to have a lot of green space. What we have lacked is something that ties all of that green space together and creates a real community gathering space.
Bitten says they turned to the community for the design, and he hopes the new park will bring both local and regional residents together. But the work isn't done. Phase two in the park's construction will begin next year. Ethan Roshkolb, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News.